She's a fashion blogger, model, and entrepreneur.
She's amazing.
The latest tips on fashion, beauty, wellness, travel, and her lifestyle. And now, here's the founder and creator of Not Basic Blonde, Olasha.
Hi loves, welcome back to another episode of Not Basic Blonde podcast, and today I have an incredible guest. Who said that you can't have it all? Well, you absolutely can, and my guest is living proof. So my guest today is Elena Cardone, and we'll be talking about how to build an empire and how to have it all. Elena Cardone started her career in Hollywood and soon became a successful model and actress of TV and film fame, a lifelong competitive sports shooter, and now wife, mother, author, businesswoman, empire builder, event producer, mentor, public speaker, and visionary. She is the author of the best-selling book, Build an Empire and How to Have It All. She is the executive producer of the massively successful events that include 10X Ladies, Operation 10X, Badass, Build an Empire Mastermind, and her own show, Women in Power. Elena has developed her own curriculum to assist aspiring empire builders. In her Build an Empire course, she lays the groundwork for both men and women as she trains them how to create, grow, and defend an extraordinary career and marriage. Additionally, she mentors hundreds of women with personal one-on-one coaching sessions. So today, Elena and I will be discussing so many great and interesting topics. We'll be talking about how Elena became a successful entrepreneur, how she began her entrepreneurship journey, success secrets, how to create clear and sustainable goals for short-term and long-term, how to have it all, and also how she started her empire builder, and advice to women who would like to start their own business, how to ask for help, how to overcome the biggest struggles, and so many other great topics. But before we dive in, don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, Elena, for being my guest, and welcome to Not Basic Blonde podcast. It's such an honor to have you on.
Thank you so much for having me. It's really my honor to be here.
You are such a successful entrepreneur, like beyond successful. You're a superstar in entrepreneurship world, and what you've created, it's just a huge kingdom. And we would like to know, how did you begin your entrepreneurship journey and how did it all start?
Well, it's interesting because I never really had an entrepreneurial mindset until probably 4 years into my marriage with Grant Cardone, who of course is a massive entrepreneur, very successful businessman. That was not my mind. I was a creative, so I was an actress, a model for my whole career. I guess it all started in 2008 when the economy collapsed and I was forced to look at how Grant and I were gonna come out of the situation. And that is where I mark my first moment of becoming an entrepreneur. Because being an entrepreneur is putting something at risk for the potential reward and payoff. So I traded in my acting career, which was terrifying and definitely a risky move, in order to go all in on a man, which was even more terrifying. But he was my husband. I did trust him. I was committed to building an empire and a life with him. So I just went all in and said, hey, I'm going to support you in building this thing since you already have the wherewithal, the know-how. I'll be the behind the scenes and help you in any way, shape, or form that I can. We can work as a team and build this thing that I had envisioned of this life that we live today. So cut to now, after I've been around him and the material for almost 2 decades now, I've really started to understand business, and I've gone through our leadership's essentials and marketing essentials and sales execution workshops and business summits. And so now I'm at a place now where I can actually run a division within the umbrella of our organization, which is this empire division that I'm now running. But that's how I got started. Ironically, it was being able to put my concerns, my fears aside and trust a good thing. And that good thing happened to be my husband and his material, and it worked.
It's so brave of you to do that. And also, it's really hard sometimes to run a huge empire with your partner, because some people even get divorced by running business together.
Yes.
It's challenging. And how do you do it? And also, what inspired you to create 10X Empire?
Well, the empire is separate. But if you're asking me what inspired me to create the branch 10X Ladies, that's a little different. So I'll address two things. First, it is challenging to be in a business and be married together and grow and expand through times, because I'm not the same person I was when we in our company were at the 2 million mark, and I'm not the same person I was at the 25 million mark. And so each growth period takes an evolvement and an expansion and a growth, and comes different circumstances that something that may have worked for the first expansion point now no longer works for the second. But you have to be willing to communicate with each other, be aligned on the same page. More than communicate, I think that's the vehicle you use, because most people say, oh, communication's the, no, it's for me and us. How do we do it? It's getting aligned on the purpose, on the goal. What are we achieving together as a company? What is the big vision? And how do we reverse engineer now in a new unit of time? Who needs to do what in order for us to get that the new expanded vision and purpose? And so that helps us to get aligned. We also say, look, you're going to run this division, the business side of the division. I'm going to run the household division in all of my areas, and we're going to work together on this thing. But one of the things that helps us through that is winning and achieving your goals and your dreams together. Because for me, nothing makes me happier than achieving my goals and my dreams. That's when I'm the most happy and the most fulfilled. I feel good. And then I can enjoy my husband and my children that much more when I have done what I needed to do to make myself happy and not depend on somebody else to fulfill me. So that's how we make it work in the business. It's not always easy. It's constant, again, realigning and sorting things out and really allowing the person who is designated to be the boss of that role be the boss of that role. And you're going to support them when they're right, and you're going to support them when they're wrong. And that's where you have to have the emotional intelligence to come along and not beat a man or woman when she's down or had made a mistake, but say, hey, okay, do you know what you need to do to learn from that mistake, not make it again, move forward, and we can expand? You have what you need? Good. So you really have to elevate yourself as almost like a spiritual being, not just a humanoid. Oh, I'm going to make him right or wrong to be more powerful or whatever. So you really do have to set yourself apart from ego and all that other stuff in order to keep the main goals the main goals. Now, was I inspired to do the 10X Ladies movement? So 10X came from Grant Cardone. He wrote the book, The 10X Rule. It caught on fire. It became a big movement amongst entrepreneurial, mostly men, when it was released at the time. Now there's a lot of women in the fold. But at the time, I looked around our big events and there weren't a lot of women at these events. And I know the material is so important and women need to have this data. But I thought, okay, they might not be resonating with Grant because we're women. I didn't resonate with Grant. I didn't even want to go out with him the first year. He had to call me twice a month, every month for 13 months for me to return his phone call. Like, that's not a guy I would normally like be attracted to, or he can be, anyway, I don't need to talk about him, but I believed that women were not getting the benefit of his content because they're not going to find him on social media, because, and if they do, he's a man's man. He's very straightforward, aggressive, you know, he tells it like it is. He doesn't soft coat things, and that can be challenging, I know, for me as a woman to hear, so I can imagine for others as well. So to get to the point now, I started 10X Ladies because I thought a lady that would not resonate with him perhaps could resonate with me and see him through my eyes and be able to come into the empire through me, my material, the empire material. What does it take? The understanding of what it takes of wanting to be seen and recognized and appreciated as a woman. And we have so much to do, and we're moms and we're career people, and we have a lot going on. And what does it take to be the woman behind the man? Or what does it take to be the woman of the queendom? And how do I run and start a business? And so I just felt like if I could be the conduit and they could have Empire Essentials through me, and then I could funnel them over once Grant Cardone was safe pointed, or if they don't want to go to the entrepreneurial sales marketing, okay, you want to do business, all right, we have Cardone Ventures, maybe we have the opportunity to partner with, or hey, you want to know how to create wealth through real estate, you can invest with us at Cardone Capital, or you're interested in health, okay, go to 10X Health Systems, you're interested in speaking and monetizing from stages, okay, we have 10X Stages. So I just felt like it was my responsibility to give the ladies an opportunity to have access to the plethora of knowledge that have completely transformed my life and made a difference for the better.
I love it so much. Such a great idea. And talking about Grant, he's a character, but that what makes him successful. He's very, he is straightforward, but it's great that he is that way. But like you said, I can totally relate more to you than his seminars. I did listen to his seminars before, and they're more like kind of men oriented, like you said, they're men's world. And also the story about Coco, I heard recently on your Instagram.
Oh my gosh, Coco is a legend. Coco Cardone. That story is 100% accurate.
Yeah, I'll share.
That's my life with Grant Cardone. I think I'm going to come out with a new series, My Life with Grant Cardone, and expose my life with Grant Cardone.
And what's the best business advice you ever received?
It's really understanding a business. A lot of people go into business and think it's just going to happen, or people are going to buy their products because it's so amazing, and they don't understand anything about marketing or how to get attention. Money follows attention. They don't know how to be a leader and run teams. They don't understand themselves. They want to hire out people to come in and basically run their business when they don't know what they're doing. How would they know how to run your business when you're not clear on what your business is? So I guess the best advice that I was given about a business is really study the makeup of what a business is to set yourself up for success. And again, you can do that through and with us at Cardone Ventures for the 10X360. I would say invest in yourself, understanding what it's going to take to bring your idea and your product to market.
Some people are hesitant to ask for help when they're running business or when they're starting out a business. What's the right way to ask for help, and how someone can ask for help when they're in entrepreneurship journey?
I believe when you really understand your why are you doing this? Like, What is the purpose? I want to be the, like for me, I build women so they can build an empire. On my real estate career, I build real estate professionals through support and mentorship in as little as a day. And I create multiple streams of income so they can have generational wealth. You see, so if you're going to go ask for help, be very clear on why you're doing this. If it's enough of an engaging cause and somebody could see how they're helping or could collaborate or have interest with, then you can share with the how. Okay, this is the how I plan to do this. And this is the what that I need. What structure, what platform, how, like the what involved. And when you know the why, the how, and the what, then you can be specific on where they would come in, so your ask for the help is very clear. Like, I would like you to come in with, you know, X amount of dollars so that we could do X, Y, and Z because I, you know, whatever. I've observed that we could achieve this in this manner with you being on board or with your help. So when, you know, it's just a matter of being clear on your own product, having your belief lid be so high about yourself, your products, your capabilities. And when you have those, that belief lid high enough and it's a good enough product, who's not going to want to help you? It's easy to get help. You know, someone could want to do sweat equity help, all kinds of help. I mean, who doesn't want to help? I want to restore the value of women and family to society, all while protecting children at the same time. Who doesn't want to help me on that mission? Only people that don't want women empowered and don't support families and have evil intentions towards children, in which case I don't want their help anyway. So get really clear on the purpose and the vision and the why, and the help is easy.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's such a great advice. And also, one of your interviews, you said that some women are afraid to get married because they're afraid to lose their identity because they have to change their last name and they're afraid to lose their independence. But actually, by getting married, you might gain even more independence. So what are your thoughts on that?
It's complicated because every relationship is different. And I did suffer an identity sort of crisis maybe a couple of times in the 20 years that I've been married to Grant, you know, and it's not easy. And you will, as a woman, probably have to grapple with that. I mean, even your last name, like, it just, you know, I didn't change my last name for years while we were first married. It's just like, anyway, a lot of grappling in the head. Then when you have children, I grappled with identity then of like, okay, now I'm not working, which I spent from 17 to 30 years old working, or 34 years old working. I lived by myself. I didn't marry Grant until I was 30. So I had my whole life where my value, I thought, depended on my paycheck. And if I was working or not, that was the value. So when I had children, and I was now a stay-at-home mother by choice, I had an identity crisis. I didn't feel important. I felt like, whether it was real or imagined, I felt I was a sellout. I thought other women were gonna think, oh, I was just a mom. At parties, when people asked me what I did, right after they asked Grant what he did, he's running this business empire and I'm just a mom. There was a lot of times where I struggled with that identity, so I fully understand what it takes to go through. Now, as I've evolved and as Grant have and I have really worked out things, and we've needed to work out things, as I've told you, as those break points in the business occurred and we need to re-expand, we've had to have conversations about things, because certainly just because he earns the money doesn't mean, I went from 17 to 34, I could buy anything I wanted, and, you know, I'm not asking, you know, like, what is this? Do I have to now ask you to use the mutual credit card? Like, what are the rules? It is crazy. But you sort all of that out, and eventually I was left with Grant giving and understanding my needs and wants and how to support me, which is the greatest act of love that you can give in order for me to achieve my goals, which is to empower women, protect children, and restore the family unit on this planet, to provide and work with me so that we actually can work together as a unit, so I don't have to feel broken off and I have to do it all by myself and create this thing. No, he's like, look, you supported me on this journey. Now you're doing this thing. I'm going to support you in this journey because it's going to help the overall empire when more women come in and we can make a difference in more lives, not less. So now I have more freedom, more independence, because I have a whole treasure chest of what we've built together in my arsenal going forward. And if I was to break off and have to do that all by myself as an independent, you know, powerful woman, don't depend on this resource that I have, it's going to take me twice as long. It's going to cost me more financial money to build it all out. So yes, in the long run.
You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow. I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I have become more independent, more free. I've grown tremendously being able to depend on a man, and he can depend on me. And not only that, I've now learned to depend on others, because no empire has been built alone. No, you mean none. Like, it might start in the garage or the basement, but that's not where it ends up. So I've learned to depend on others as well to execute in their roles. And that was really hard for me because I thought I was not legitimate unless I did every single thing all on my own. And I used to operate, nobody can do it as good as me. And maybe I'm still working with that, but if no one can do it as good as me, maybe I need two or three people in that role to live up to the one me. Or maybe I need to train them better or provide a way for them to see their career here and financial and personal and professional goals so that they can grow. I've been able to be and expand far beyond what I was capable of just being the empire of one Elena. I can't do it. Nobody can.
Wow, I really admire you, because it takes a strong woman to be by the man's side in order for him to build a strong empire and also have a family, raise a family. That's totally another job too. And you guys worked it all together and created even bigger empire. It's just success story. That is just like fairy tale success story.
Yeah, you know, it really is a fairy tale success story. It doesn't always feel like a fairy tale. You know, there's a lot of moving parts. There's a lot of things in the empire that, you know, need their challenges, right? But it is a success story. And to reiterate your point, it does take a very strong woman to support an empire. And that's why a woman really needs to understand what that looks like to support, which is to bear the weight of, like a support beam to support. I use this example all the time. You know, who in the relationship is the strong one if the support is supporting the empire and everything that comes with it? So supporting the Grant and the whole empire, and I'm the support role, who's the strongest? It's obviously the support role. Sometimes it's the man, sometimes it's the woman. It's whatever your strengths and weaknesses are in your relationship and who decides that. But yeah, I've had to work and spend thousands of hours to make myself into the woman strong enough to support this empire. I always say, be tough enough to take a hit and strong enough to deliver a blow. I love that line.
I love it. Yeah. And also, as far as some people are afraid to dream like bigger, and because they're thinking it's just lying basically to yourself if your dream's so big that you can't even, that it scares you. But what do you think about this?
I think you should definitely dream even bigger than you ever imagined. Absolutely, you can attain it. You are going to have to do a little bit of work. It's all math. You just have to reverse engineer whatever your financial goal is. Let's say it's $1 million a year. Okay, well, how many products at $1,000 do you need to sell in order to make $1 million a year? Or how many products do you need to sell at $500? Or, and then you can start, Grant says this all the time, and I love this line, creativity follows commitment. So if you can commit to your goal, the creativity and the opportunities are going to start exposing themselves to you, because you're going to start looking at the world in a different light. When you do the math and you figure out, okay, I need X amount of products at $1,000. What's my $1,000 product? If, you know, if you're in the hair service, what, how many hair extensions, or I don't know hair, maybe that's a bad example, but are the $1,000 products, okay? And then how many haircuts or the this or the that? Well, if I want to hit the million, do I need to then bring in an assistant and pay them 25%, 50%, and you know what I'm saying? How do I need to grow? How do I get to that number? You see, your mind just starts opening up to, how do I get there? How can I create this? Rather than just saying, oh, this is never land. Like, how can it happen, and what would it look like, and what rooms do you need to be in, and are you now willing to pay to be in the rooms to get around the people that know, and are you willing to invest your time and energy and money to pay for a program or an Empire's Essentials or a Workshop's Essentials or Leadership's Essentials? Are you willing to pay for this information that you can now start thinking with and implementing to increase or your top line, so that you can then start actually making that vision manifest into the real world? That's what I do in Empire Academy, where we go through four trainings a year, each spaced out on each quarter. One is the Empire Mindset. You gotta know how to even start thinking. Those people that are like, wait, how do, like, I shouldn't even think that big because it'll never happen. You need to get an empire mindset, or it's never gonna happen. You're gonna take that old mindset and continue to bring it forward into your future. The second one is the dynamic relationships, relationships essentials. How do you get along with people? How do you get everyone on the same page? How do you get them coordinated to reach heightened levels of success on the same vision? You've got to understand how to deal with relationships with your family, with your business partners, with your kids, with your friends. Who's in, who's out, who's an asset, who's a liability, how do I interact? You've got to understand these things. You can't just expect life to just happen and be blessed with the life that you want. It does not work that way. You've got to start investing in self-enhancement and understanding things and targets so that you can be intentional in life. And then the third one is mastering your money. You've got to understand money. What does it mean? Money follows attention. Money is energy. What are my old ideas and concepts that I have about money? How do we break those false datums that you have and you're living with? Oh, that's too much money, this, that. All these things that keep you held down because of your financial ignorance about what money is. How do we get that lifted so, wow, you can actually start to allow money to come into your life? And then the last one is what I just described to you. Design your life. How do you put all those pieces in and really have the blueprint of your life? Whereas if I follow this and I do this and I do this, just like a workout regimen and an eating properly, if you were going to get on a program, you'd have a 3-month transformation. This design your life is the same thing, but it's your blueprint for making the world and the vision and the dream that you want manifest. That's designing your life. Like, it has to appear. It has to appear in the physical universe. This is not thinky thinky, it's showy uppy. This isn't meditate on it. This is, okay, what do I need to do to create this life? And that's where my specialty in lies. And that's why I'm so determined to build a woman so she can build an empire. Because when a woman builds an empire, then a man benefits from that, a family benefits from that, a community benefits from that, and the world benefits from that.
Wow, that's such a golden advice. And also you mentioned allowing, like so many people are not even allowing themselves to even think about success, to even allow them to be successful. They're so afraid of being successful.
Yeah, that's sad. That's sad because whatever self-worth, value, situations that they're dealing with to make them feel like that, I'm here for that person. I am the woman behind the man. Now it's time for a woman to have a woman behind the woman. Like, why is it just the man who gets the woman behind the man? I'm that woman. I'm not going to disown that role. I love that role. I'm good at that role. But I'm here now to help that woman to be able to have that self-worth and value and to help her rehabilitate her value to herself and to society so that she can make a difference. Because when she has that mindset and that belief about herself, then she definitely can't exchange her products and services with me. She is withholding herself from me and the rest of the world. She's being greedy. You know, self-loathing is a greedy thing because you are not sharing who you are with the rest of the world. And that leaves me deprived of you and your greatness. So I really do work with a lot of these women to help restore themselves and their value, because I believe every woman has a very important value and contribution to make on this planet for their lifetime.
That's such a great point. Yeah, I love it. And as far as challenges, I know you probably had so many challenges on your entrepreneurship journey. How did you overcome them and what helped you to overcome them?
I mentor, I study, I self-enhance all the time. I look at ways I can take responsibility for a bad situation, how I can prevent it going forward. I have to have a lot of come to Jesus moments with myself. I have to do a lot of self-reflection, a lot of growth. I have to put myself in very uncomfortable environments, like training or learning something new. I was just at a training this weekend and the guy was like, what are you doing here as a student? I was at the marketing essentials workshop. And I was like, well, what do you mean? I'm around it all the time, but I need to understand more for myself. I don't want to just not know. I want to be able to have control. The only way I can have control is by having knowledge and taking responsibility for something. And then I can control my income. I can control my circumstances. I'm not left to happenstance. You know, I'm not left to, like life beating me around. Like for me, control is a very, very good thing. There's either good control or bad control. Because I know a lot of people, that's a trigger word for them, control. Oh, she's manipulative or this or that. No, I mean good control and bad control. If you don't understand money, you don't have good control over your finances. That's all that tells me. When I see somebody that doesn't have money or can't afford my products or anyone's products, I can just look at them and say, oh, they don't have control over money. They don't understand money. There's a piece of knowledge missing. So like I you know, you understand a vehicle. A good control is keeping it on the road. A bad control of a vehicle is you do not control the vehicle and it veers off and the car controls you and runs you into a tree. That's bad control. So I want to have as much knowledge so I can take as much responsibility for an area so I can control the circumstances, because things just don't happen because I visualize this great life for myself. This happens because it was intentionally built and created by an act of doing this. So I overcome challenges by doing more self-enhancement. Like I said earlier, I've done thousands of hours of self-enhancement, a communication course, how to overcome ups and downs in life, how to confront and shatter suppression. I've taken how to rear successful and happy children. I've done marriage courses. I've done finance courses. I've done leadership, marketing, sales. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I know the picture that I've created for myself in the future will never happen unless I become that woman strong enough, articulate enough, competent enough, knowledgeable enough in order to be the person who I need to be in order to have all those things. It's not just gonna come to me without me growing to that level first. So I spend all of my time growing up so that I can have that life that I'm building. That makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And also so many people are afraid to grow bigger and scale big because they're still thinking that they will be working so much the whole time. But when you grow bigger, you actually learn how to delegate.
That's right. And for those people, it's really just a not knowingness of the area because, again, I've mentioned so many. I'm a diehard. I'm a big fan of our products because I know they work. You know, at Cardone Ventures, we want to have 1 million companies on our products so that they are building their businesses and winning. So the 360 is perfect for that because a business owner can come into that program and really understand what it takes and what they need. And the majority, I would say probably 99% of the business owners that come through the 360 actually, by understanding this delegation thing and actually hiring and understanding that hiring's not costing you. When you hire the correct employees, they're actually increasing the revenue line of the company. And when business owners really start to understand the makeup of a business, they find that they've now been able to reverse engineer so that they are home at 5 o'clock having dinner with their families, and they actually find ways to create more time for themselves and their families while expanding the revenue of the company and growing and building.
Such a great advice, and I love how you explained it. Yeah, what advice would you give women who are trying to succeed in the entrepreneurship world and trying to build their business?
I would say come into the 10X Ladies Empire. I do a monthly Empire Elite coaching call on Zoom every single month. Come into the rooms. Find, if it's me, if you like what I've heard, you do some investigating. You see we've built a multi-billion dollar company. I have a great family. Again, I'm not perfect. I never claim to be, but we have a very good thing going. Look at my family. Look at my children. Like, you know, find the person that has the stats of what it is you want to to achieve in life, and get yourself in the room, get yourself at the 10X ladies events, get yourself on these calls, get yourself into, if I'm the one, the text community that I have or my Facebook groups, meet these other entrepreneurial women or mothers or women who understand women and want to hold each other accountable in all aspects of life. Surround yourself with a community of women who have the knowledge and can support you. And don't take your advice from a self-proclaimed expert, because most of the time they're lying, they don't really know, they don't really have the infrastructure, and go for somebody that's really racked a massive stat and go deep on that. And then lastly, if you want to build a business and you're going to go find somebody that has built many businesses, like we have at Cardone Ventures, study them for the business. If you pick somebody outside of this organization, because we all have the same culture here, we're not cheating on our spouses, we're ethical, we have standards. You violate our core values, you're out of the company, okay? But if you go pick somebody else, some internet guru, and they seem to have it all in marketing, let's say, then go deep on their marketing. But if you look at their life and they've been divorced 3 times, or they're anti-man or this or that, and then they're trying to give you relationship advice, don't listen to them on the relationship advice unless they have the stat. Only listen to them on the marketing piece that they seem to do a very good job on. And that's my advice. All are welcome. All ladies that, have a little bit of love in their heart, want to support other women, want women empowered, children protected, and want to restore the value of the family to society, you are invited to all things 10X Ladies Empire World, and I can't wait to be the woman behind you.
Wow, I love it. And you're a great example to show other women that you can have it all. You can have a career, you can have happy family, you can be successful, and you can have it all. But so many women are still in doubt that it's not possible.
Oh, yeah. It's sad. I want those women too, because you hang out with this mindset and this culture long enough, and it's contagious. You will start to feel good, valued, seen, appreciated. You will start to have competency and certainty in self. Your own actions are going to give that to that person. So nothing makes me happier than to see a woman go through such a life transition, transformation into the power that she was always inside of her. Let it out.
Love it. Thank you so much. I guess this concludes all my questions. And thank you so much for being my guest. I'm so honored. It's so much great information you shared.
Oh, well, thanks for having me on. I loved the conversation. Thank you so much. Anything I can do to help and support your community, let me know. And thank you for trusting me in your world with your influence and your followers. Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
That was all for today, guys. I hope you really enjoyed this episode as much as I did. Not Basic Blonde podcast is available on all the major platforms with new episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. To support the show, tag NBB podcast on your Instagram stories and check out more behind the scenes on Instagram as well at notbasicblonde_ or NBB podcast. And if you haven't, subscribe, rate, and review Not Basic Blonde podcast on Apple Podcasts. Thank you so much, guys. Have a great day.